Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And before we get to the news and Leo Quinones, don't forget that you've got to sign up for our Commerce Poker event. It's going to go on August 28th, but the deadline to sign up is tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 15th of August. So please, we might extend it, but I don't know if we will or not. But I can't guarantee you we're going to extend it. So go to our email or email us at conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And email us your first name, your last name, and your email address. Then you're going to be playing in the... hell, what are you, sitting on the dump button there?
Leo just leaned over the dump button.
Oh, Leo. I mean, how long have you been at this
station? I was just checking out. I guess Larry Miller from the Adam Carolla Show is doing some moonlight. He just dropped off a script here. I'm like, oh, there's a script.
Jesus,
you know, I guess
Christ.
I'll go to the Adam Carolla Show, and I think I'll just drop off some scripts. So here it is. The pilot, it's called. Sorry, I hit the dump button on
accident.
What's
wrong with you, dude?
You know,
I mean, how long have you been at this station?
I didn't know there was six.
How much did he dump? The whole thing?
Yeah, a whole 6 seconds.
Did he all 60 seconds?
No, 6 seconds. If you hit it once, it's just going to hit it once.
Timmy, what I see in the break, your headache's not going to get better.
Do you want me to, would you like me to do it for you? I don't think you have another one in you right now. I'm happy to do it.
Please. Wait a minute, let me listen to it in delay. Can you play it in delay? Let's see how much this guy killed here. conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And email us your first name, your last name, and your email address. Then you're going to be playing in the... what are you, sitting on the dump button?
Leo just leaned over the...
Jesus Christ.
Good to be here.
All right.
I'm sweating
now,
dude.
Gina, will you do it?
Okay, so don't forget, people, sign up for that big poker tournament, man. Tomorrow is the last day to sign up. Just go to conwayshow@gmail.com. That's conwayshow@gmail.com. Now, please, all we need from you is your first name, your last name, and your email address. Don't ask us if Gina's boobs are real. Don't ask if that's Randy Wang's real name. Don't say, Tim, you're a big stud. Just first name, last name, and email address. That's conwayshow@gmail.com.
Perfect. Excellent. And it's right off the 5 freeway, south of 710, north of the 605. They're giving away $6,000 in prizes and free food for all players. So come on down there. And even if you don't get selected, come on down and just hang with us and drink and smoke and, I don't know, gamble. Do whatever you do.
It's always capacity, right?
Yes.
That's cool.
500 people. All right. Leo Quinones is everybody with us here. Nice to see you, dude.
Not touching anything.
All right, Leo, the film freak, man. He is the film freak. He's freaked out with these films. All right, and also Gina Grant, I believe, is here to do the news with us. Ladies and gentlemen, a little bit after 9 o'clock every single night, it's Gina with the news.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grant with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
What?
If I could turn. Good share.
Thank you very much.
Good share.
Yeah, I love her share.
All right. What's going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, Tim, I truly would not be lying when I say we have a lot of news tonight.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
First and foremost, it was a terrible day for Janos Baranyai.
Uh-oh.
The Hungarian weightlifter who turned his elbow inside out in a horrific display in Beijing yesterday.
Oh.
In this moment, Baranyai's first Olympic tournament ended in agony when he dislocated his right elbow in the ugliest moment yet of the Olympic weightlifting competition. It's not funny.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Oh, God. Baranyai was trying to snatch 148 kilogram in this third lift in the men's 77 kilogram division when his elbow popped out of its socket.
Mm.
No longer able to support the weight of the barbell, his right forearm bent backward. The 24-year-old Hungarian fell to the floor in shock, shaking and crying in pain. And here we have some audio of this incident, and it is not for the easily nauseated.
Boy. All right. And don't, if you get sick to the stomach, your stomach over stuff like this, we're going to play this audio for you, but you may puke. And if you really don't want to see it, don't go on the internet and look it up, because it is gruesome. I saw it.
I got to see this now.
His elbow actually bends all the way back, and like, you know, you can see like the bone coming out.
Ba-boom.
There we go.
He's been very consistent. 140, then 145, now 148 on the bar.
Oh, no. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, no, that's terrible. Oh, he's dislocated. That's just awful. Now they come and...
Well, that is absolutely tragic.
What was this, a golf game, or was this weightlifting?
This was this actually took place in New Zealand, not Beijing.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. But don't you don't you want the guy who's announcing this to be more like Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
This is my God! What happened?
All right, come on, man. He's going to try to lift this weight. This guy sounds like he's doing a golf tournament, this announcer.
Oh, no. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, no, that's terrible.
That's terrible.
Oh, he's dislocated. That's just awful.
You can hear him screaming on the mat.
You're right, Tim. It's like he missed a putt. You know what I mean? Oh, it's just awful.
The birdie over par.
In your description, Gina, you said that this weightlifter, this He-Man, was crying.
Oh, crying in pain. He was in total shock and crying in pain.
I don't know. Jesus Christ.
If I could cry in front of that many people, I'd just say, oh, yeah, it hurts really bad. But what brings the tears?
A tremendous pain. Is what brings it on.
I don't think so. You know,
plus his Olympic dreams are over.
Well, that would probably do it. But I don't know. Crying to a weightlifter just kind of brings it all down. Like he's just a dude.
I don't know. Well, you know what? They've got to change the name of that competition. It's the jerk and snatch.
It's just the there's a clean and jerk and there's a snatch.
Oh,
this
I
was
see.
The snatch.
Okay.
This is when you pick up the barbell and quickly flip it up over your head.
Isn't that it's the jerk and clean?
It's just called the snatch, I think.
Isn't there a clean and jerk?
There's a clean and jerk.
Oh, I see.
One day you will go inside a gym, Tim Conway Jr., and check out some of this equipment.
Hey, there's a guy over there doing the clean and jerk. And there's a guy over there doing the jerk and clean.
Sterile masturbators all the way around.
Oh, man.
Love
and
it.
Then another guy doing the snatch. All right, so he busted his elbow.
You've
got to see the picture and the video of it.
I can't believe he quit.
Yeah,
he's such a quitter.
I mean, stop it.
Finish your amount to anything.
Finish your event.
But listen to the guy crying in pain too.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, he's dislocated. That's just awful. Now they come and.
Well, that is absolutely tragic.
It's awful.
You know what? Because of that mild-mannered accent, it totally sounds like they're making fun of him.
Oh, I know. I think they are. That's awful.
Oh, that's...
That was some terrible officiating. I think you could have been a lot more descriptive. You could have really brought us in there. I mean, I know the video will speak volumes, but you're right, Tim. I think they let the guy down. You know, this could be one of those classic moments, but they could have rose to the occasion like Vince Scully calling a home run.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys are like, oh, that's bloody awful.
Oh, it's awful. It's just horrible.
Yeah, I mean, they I guess couldn't. Their natural reaction was should have been, ah, oh my effing God, look at that!
Oh.
Holy Christ!
Finish up, you panty!
Just throwing up all over the place.
Humanity!
It's awful. Yeah, no emotion with these two idiots. Yeah. You know?
How many views on YouTube on that thing so far?
That's unreal.
I'm in.
All right, Leo is with us. Gina's doing the news. What else going on in the news, Gina?
Well, bail has been increased to $10 million for actor Shelley Malile, who has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder in San Diego in the stabbing of his girlfriend.
What did he do?
Well, not pretty. Malile, who appeared in the hit comedy The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and now the famous Budweiser What's Up ad campaign, faces up to life in prison if convicted of the charge. Now, here's what happened, allegedly. A prosecutor says Malile appeared on the back patio of Kendra Beebe's house Sunday in San Marcos and attacked her with a knife with her two children sleeping upstairs.
Yeah.
Beebe was stabbed 20 times. The prosecutor says she remains hospitalized but is expected to survive. So, you know.
Was he wearing a USC jersey that said 32 on it?
No, he would have finished the job. I'm telling you, okay, if you're having trouble realizing who this guy was in 40-Year-Old Virgin, it's a good thing I'm here, Tim.
Yes.
Remember he worked in the Smart Tech, the 40-Year-Old Virgin? Well, they're going, hey, let's go to a party. He goes, or what are we? We Al-Qaeda? We Al-Qaeda? He was
great under five in that,
Absolutely. Under five? Look at what the industry talk here, Gina.
Or five and under.
Yeah, so you go from...
Yeah, everybody's... People are listening on the internet in Akron. Oh, yeah, it said five and under. I know what Gina means. Yeah, five and under.
Not quite
saying.
A series regular, you know, not quite an extra.
How do you go from walking the red carpet, starring in a major Hollywood film, probably getting to do things in life that nobody ever gets to do and think, you know what, I'm going to toss it all out that window right now and just hack somebody up.
Because I'm cuckoo.
And the bail's now $10
million? $10
million. Oh, okay.
Apparently he's a little bit of a flight risk if it's $10 million.
Before I got married, I would have said, you know, that a-hole... I mean, you know, she probably didn't do anything. I mean, that guy's just a nut. But then after you get married, you're like, well, what did she do to piss him off?
There had to be something there.
She obviously provoked him.
But, you know, all right, here's the commercial that he used to be in. I guess it was a Budweiser commercial?
Budweiser, yeah.
All right, here it is. You may remember this commercial. It's actually very famous in the early, I think it was like 2002.
This is Brett.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Just watching the market recap, drinking an import.
That is correct. That is correct.
What are you doing?
That's him. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Hey, Brett, who's that?
Hey, Chad, pick up the cordless. Chad here.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
That's probably what she was screaming.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
He's got a piercing voice.
What are you doing?
Stabbing you 22 times.
Oh, my God. And I think he's a catch in prison because he's a celebrity.
Oy, yeah.
They're going to have their way. Like,
I mean, that guy was...
Not a 40-year-old virgin anymore there, huh, Malil?
He's going to be under five, but guys.
You know what? But that's what he's going to be screaming in prison.
Chad here.
What are you doing?
40-year-old virgin, not in here, you're not.
audio from him in jail? All right, here it is.
Chad here.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, man. What are you doing?
Breaking a man.
He's going to get stabbed more than 20 times, though. I'm pretty sure.
Not if you... Never mind.
What are you doing? I'm on death row. What are you doing? It's over.
What are you doing? 5 to 10.
And I saw the chick. And she wasn't that great, man.
Really?
Yeah.
She wasn't to die for?
Were they his kids?
I don't think so. No? It didn't allude to that.
Jesus Christ.
I now wish I would have interviewed that guy, because I interviewed some people either coming up or on the way down, you know. I would have had some nice audio, but I missed out there. Oh, damn it.
Lycus should have got a hold of that guy. Don't date single mothers.
Look at that.
Don't stab single mothers.
So what do you do if you survive 20...
What are you
cuts?
Doing?
I mean, how do you
God.
Go on? How do you go on after that?
Oh, she survived. She's in the hospital.
Well,
that's what I
mean. She's expected to survive. It's a little critical right now.
Well, let's say, God willing, she walks out of the hospital. Where do you pick up your life after that? Oh, I took 20 to the chest.
Well, you know, no longer you sit on the porch by yourself in the back without a gun.
Yeah. You're not wearing mesh sweaters anymore.
You're chainmail.
And you're no longer, dating foreign actors, you know, and you've moved on. Where's that guy from, you know?
Well, it was an Indian accent, and I don't know exactly where he's from.
But he was pretty big in like 40-year-old virgin.
He had a very nice little part.
Yeah, small but memorable.
I can't even recite the lines because he cussed in every scene, so I can't even do it.
And what did he say? I'm Al-Qaeda? What do you think? I'm Al-Qaeda?
Yeah. I can't even say it because it's all so vulgar, and I love that movie so much.
Oh,
but yeah, watch 40-year-old virgin and watch the guy that's going away for a long time.
Yeah.
He's looking at a lot of years behind jail. Thinking, what did I do?
What
am I doing?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Graham?
Yes. Well, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa signed a new ordinance into law today, tightening water restrictions across the city. The mayor wants you to turn off the tap, especially when it comes to water use outdoors. More than 1 million DWP customers in L.A. will soon have to change their habits when it comes to watering their lawns, washing their cars, and even ordering water at a restaurant.
What?
Very, very European. One of the biggest changes locals will notice will be out at restaurants. Now, I've heard this before. The ordinance prohibits restaurants from serving water unless the customers ask for it.
How much water is that, though?
That's a lot of water. A lot of people don't drink it.
Yeah, but I mean, at the most, it's like, you know, there's ice in there and there's water. It's like 12 ounces of water.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Who the hell is going to be saved by that?
I don't know, Tim.
Jesus Christ.
Well, if they don't abide by that, they get a really big fine.
All right.
The ordinance will also require hotels, like we want this option, give hotels a guest the option of refusing their towel and linen service.
Well, that's easy. They just want you to... Please hang it up. If you want us to wash it, we'll wash it. I know I get those little warnings all the time.
I know, but guess what? At $3.80 a night, your guys are going to do the towels.
Well, homeowners.
That's why I'm here.
For homeowners, the biggest change will be how and when they can use their water outdoors. So, from April 1st to September 30th now, residents will be prohibited from watering their lawns between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., and watering will be limited to 15 minutes a day.
Who's going to monitor that? Christ.
Well, let me ask you guys. I don't know. A lot of people are doing this. They have very real-looking fake grass.
I looked into that.
AstroTurf?
What did you think?
It's too expensive, and it gets too hot.
But wait a minute. If you don't have to water your lawn ever again, what about the expenses? Is it even out?
After about 40 years. You break even.
Like, really?
Yeah. I mean, literally, it's like $15,000 to $20,000. You know, do like a decent sized lawn. And then it gets hotter than hell. You can't walk on it between April and October.
It's like that Brady grass.
Plus everybody looks at you like, oh, there's the a-hole on the block.
Well, they do that, but why in this case?
Because they want to know what, you know, maybe what else is fake inside that house, you know?
Are you the guy watering with the hose, or do you actually
I use the hose mostly because...
No!
I'll tell you why.
No!
So he stands there in his Bermudas with his hand on his head.
There's Conway, the a-hole.
Well, because sprinklers are such a waste of water. Most of the water goes on the sidewalk or down the in the drain, right? Yeah.
And you know where it's supposed to go, right?
It's on the lawn. But I water by hand. It's nice to get out of the house every once in a while, enjoy a cigarette, and water the lawn.
Do you do the thumb over the nozzle?
Usually, but yeah.
What a Rockwell painting that is.
As Sophie like skips around in the front yard. Well, in Kansas, we had to do it every other day. Like, depending on what your address was, you only allowed to water your grass on a certain day. So maybe we're headed that way.
Well, you know, but I... My family, and I'm sure you guys are all the same, if you look at how much water you use every month, it's astronomical. It's like thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of gallons, mm-hmm. right? Really? When you take a shower and stuff like that. And to save, you know, 12 ounces of water at California Pizza Kitchen because the guy didn't ask for a glass of water is outrageous.
Mm. Yeah? Well, I think Adam Carolla might agree with you. He isn't comfortable with the idea of being told, you know, if you just turn your water off when you're brushing your teeth, you're going to save the world. Meanwhile, every 10 blocks in L.A., you see a fire hydrant just going insane, people dancing in it, traffic everywhere.
Where are you driving, Gina? Where are you driving?
No, this is from Mr. Carolla, and I totally agree with him.
Nice job, retard.
You know, I thought it'd be a great idea. Maybe this exists.
You don't go to Echo Park much, do you?
But when I lost reality the other night. I wasn't high, but I had a few drinks. And I thought that this would be a great idea for a business. You know when you drain a pool and they come in and replaster it or retile it?
Sure.
You take all that water and you throw it in the storm drain. It mm-hmm. goes out to the ocean. What if you had like a 10,000-gallon tank that you sat in your driveway and you filled it up, and then when you're done, you put that water back in the pool?
Wow.
Does anybody do that? It's like a great business plan.
A transfer service.
Come off and they'll drop a big tank off in your front lawn, mm-hmm. right? You fill it up with your pool water. They work on the pool for 4 days, and then they throw the water back in the pool.
That's not a bad idea.
Beautiful.
That water costs... Approximately ballpark, how much?
About 2 cents. It's a half a cent a gallon.
So it's...
That's a water cost nowadays. It's a half a cent a gallon.
You know, you're an idea guy. You're an idea guy, Timmy. I mean, you're sitting there on your lawn with your cigarette and your Bermuda shorts thinking these great ideas up.
With the hand on the hip.
It's going to cost you a lot more, but you're going to save some water.
And maybe while it's in the tank, it's, you know, purifying in some way or, right. I don't know. I'm going to leave that to you.
Two jealous a-holes here don't even have a lawn.
I can't do anything. I can't even wash off my deck. They said no way.
So you're saying essentially is someone will back a tank up to my bathtub?
Yeah, yeah,
cool.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Right. All right, what else going on in the news, Gino? And also Leo Quinones is with us.
Well, longtime actor and all-around entertainer Ernest Borgnine appeared on Fox and Friends recently to promote his new book entitled Ernie, the Autobiography.
And I have that.
Oh, how do you?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
From Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Oh, nice.
Autographed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through it.
Yeah, any good so far?
Yeah, it's very brilliant. Awesome.
Oh, that's great. Well, at 90-plus years old, the gang over at Fox and Friends just had to know what his secret to staying so young and vibrant and healthy was. And his answer might surprise you.
Yeah, he's 91 or 92?
91, yeah.
91.
I think, yeah.
And he's got the spirit and the physical appearance of like a 60-year-old. I mean, it's unreal. All right, here's Ernest Borgnine's secret to staying young. And everybody listen carefully.
You're 91 years old. You look fantastic. You look like you're in your late 60s, early 70s. What's the secret?
I don't dare tell you.
No meat. You don't eat meat.
I masturbate a lot.
Yes, Leo, that's what he said. Yeah.
I didn't quite get the last two seconds. No, I didn't get it.
I masturbate a lot.
Did you get it that time?
I pass the bet a lot?
Wait a minute.
You would not win anything on Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You have your headphones on?
What listen did Ernest Borgnine say?
Listen to it again. Listen to it again.
I masturbate a lot.
Can I hear it one more time?
Did you get it that time?
I
Wait, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Here, let's see how long it takes Leo to get this.
I masturbate a lot.
I pass the bet a lot.
You're stupid.
You want help from a listener?
No, I don't.
I think he does.
All right. Anybody want to help Leo out here with what Ernest Borgnine said keeps him young? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The first person that helps Leo out successfully.
He's got the widest gap in showbiz since Sharon Stone.
You're going to get a pair of tickets.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
You're going to get a pair of tickets to the 14th annual Palm Springs International Short Fest and Short Film Market. You going to that, by the way?
How about a Star Wars poster?
It's going on
August. Get a Star Wars poster if you want one.
It's going on August 21st through the 27th at the Camelot Theaters in Palm Springs. Visit psfilmfest.org.
You know what? Palm Springs is a great place to catch a film festival. I'm serious. The Short Film Festival is very cool, so that's a great prize.
Yeah. I think that there's a magazine putting that all together. FHM, I believe, is putting that together. Cool. All right. What the hell is Ernest Borgnine saying? You seriously don't know, right?
Well, my educated guess now is a word that we're not supposed to say. Is that true?
I don't know.
Leo.
No, but we can't use that word.
I didn't know, because I thought you were playing it.
No.
I know you played it twice. I guess I could say it, you know?
Jesus, man.
Hit the dump button twice in one segment.
He'll take care of that for you. He knows where the dump button is.
Listen to it again, all right? Seriously, listen to it again. Turn those headphones up. You ready?
Yeah.
I masturbate a lot.
All right, Mike in the San Fernando Valley. You're on 97.1. You want to help out Leo? Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Let
me hear what the deal is.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I got to hear it.
Uh-huh.
May I hear it?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm in Mission Hills right now.
Are you in a state hospital?
Are you at the Palm Springs Short Bus Festival?
No, I'm just one of your local bums that live out here.
Oh, you're a homeless guy?
Yeah.
With a cell phone.
Okay.
I listen to your show all the time.
All right. Well, I love the fact that we have, guys walk around the street listening, too. Do you have a radio out there?
I have one, yeah.
All right, fantastic. All right, we're going to play this for you. Ready?
All right.
Here we go. What is Ernest Borgnine saying?
I masturbate a lot.
I pass the bit a lot?
I didn't give up on your dad.
Okay. Hold on one sec. We're going to give you tickets to that film fest.
No, you know what I really want to know?
What?
I want to know what the buy-in is on your poker tournament and if I can get a seat there.
Oh, this is going to make him really happy when you tell him the buy-in.
It's free, but you have to...
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Why do you think you're homeless? It's the gambling. Stop it. Stop it.
Well,
how old are you?
I like to gamble. I'll get my buy-in.
How old are you?
I'm 51.
How long have you been homeless?
2 years.
How'd that happen?
I ran away. I got done with my second wife in 85, and I ran away and joined the carnival, and I ain't really ended up anywhere yet.
The carnival?
Yeah,
he's carny folk.
For quite a few years.
Small hands smell like cabbage.
Did you leave the carnival? What was your job at the carnival?
I worked at games.
Games. All right.
Yeah.
He's a barker.
All right, hold on one second. Let's get that guy more information on the commerce.
And if he gets it, I'm going to throw in a Star Wars t-shirt to help clothe him. A Clone Wars t-shirt.
Wait a minute. Mike, you have any transportation?
No, I was going to ask you. I can get out to where you stay at. I know where that Shell station is there on Victory and Reseda.
Jesus Christ.
Just another friendly neighborhood stalker.
I live.
I'm a valley boy. I was born and raised in this valley.
Well, it's in Commerce.
That's why I figured since you live where I can get to, can we carpool?
I hate to sound like a rude jackass here, but I am not carpooling with you.
What an a-hole. out in front of his lawn with
I
smoke.
I am not carpooling with
you,
young
man.
I'll
take a shower and put clean clothes on and stuff to go, you know.
Are you any good at picking horses at the racetrack?
Oh, no. I do better at cards than I do tracks.
You know what, Tim? I can get you out of this really gracefully. You know what, Mike? You know what the only problem might be? In order to sign up for the Commerce event, you have to have internet access. Is that a problem?
Well, my laptop's in Arizona.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Sorry.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll get you down to that Commerce Casino tournament, all right?
All right.
All right. You made it. Actually, you got it. It's the 28th, so you should start walking tomorrow.
I can make it there. I'll get there.
All right. Hold on one second.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Have that guy down there.
Oh,
I think God. He's a decent dude. I'll pick him up. I don't give a rat's ass.
Oh, my God. Only on the Conway show.
I'll pick him up. Tell him I'll pick his ass up. Reseda and Victory. I don't think the Shell station's there anymore. There's a park on that corner. All right, Frank on the 405, what the hell is
Ernest Borgnine
saying?
Hey, how you doing, Timmy?
All right, we'll play it for you. Ready?
No, I know it. I just wanted to say hi to you and Gina and
thanks, man.
Bruce.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What's he saying?
I masturbate a lot.
Yeah!
No way!
Congratulations, dude.
Frankie!
You are the winner. You couldn't pick that up, huh?
No, Frankie, let me hear it one more time.
Here we go. We'll play for you a couple of times then.
I masturbate a lot.
Okay, I get it now. But
I masturbate a lot.
It's like one of those 3D statue paintings. Now he can actually, now that he's heard it, he knows.
And the reaction of everybody on the Fox set.
I masturbate a lot.
Okay, I think. Thank you, Ernie. That was great.
I actually heard that.
Ernie, have you ever been on YouTube before?
Listen. Yesterday.
Now, who's the chick on there on Fox Morning News?
I like this guy.
I know. She loves a 91-year-old guy who's hitting that stick all day.
They're all hot on Fox News. Every one of them.
This guy.
I like this guy. All right. Congratulations. All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina Graham?
Sorry, that Ernie just threw me off a little bit.
Shook you.
Well, a new airfarewatchdog.com poll reveals the frustration that most passengers feel when seated next to an active child or crying baby while flying. Have you experienced this far with little one?
Yes, I have.
Do people get all crazy?
I try. My kid's pretty good at flying.
Yeah, I bet she is.
She really does behave.
That's great. Yeah. Well, a lot of them are not quite so lucky out there. So when asked, should airlines have a section of the plane reserved for parents with babies and small children?
Good idea.
58% of the respondents said absolutely. They should have done this a long time ago.
Yeah, they should have a family airline.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good idea.
Also to protect the kids from a-hole weirdos, too.
Yeah.
It's not just the kids annoying people.
Is the world crazy? The world going crazy? Okay, because I remember as a kid flying from New York to L.A., and, you know, there was a smoking section.
I was just going to say.
And it was 33A, but if you're in 34, you're the smoking section.
Right.
So by the same principles, let's say, you know, it's a new movie with Samuel Jackson, Babes on a Plane, okay, and this kid is just screaming and crying and it's right next to you. What are you going to do, sequester him away down below? You can't.
No, you're going to put him, see, what they should do is they should set up like the last seven rows of the airplane and put like a, you know, like a barrier
so
there
like
and throw all the families back there.
Hey, how's your movie?
And people will be way less sympathetic. What? He's in the last seven rows. Shut up. Eat your peanuts. Shut up.
That's even more disturbing. They're going to live because when it goes to the side of the mountain, they're the ones that are going to be alive.
That's exactly right. You never see a plane back into a mountain.
Well, in comments posted on airfarewatchdog.com message board, some parents with small children said that they would be more than understanding and supportive if this was an option. It said they don't want to sit next to business travelers or adults without children either. And they have some tips now for single travelers who don't want to be annoyed by the little ones. They say never, 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 never travel without noise-canceling headphones. They said that's crucial. Also, try to sit in the first exit row of the plane that, you know, they usually offer two exit rows because the little ones can't sit there if you're under 16. So that's relatively safe. Also, take very early morning flights, 5 or 6 a.m. if available, because most parents are not getting their kids up that early for a flight. And when in doubt, speak up. Talk to the guardian of the offending child. Yeah, right. gate politely but firmly. Admittedly, this doesn't always work, so you can ask a flight attendant to help.
All right. It's all pretty common sense. Yeah. What else is going on in the news then?
Well, lastly, a family court judge in New Zealand has had enough with parents giving their children bizarre names, and now they're doing something about it. Just ask the little girl named Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
What's his name again?
Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
Jesus Christ.
In a ruling made public yesterday, Judge Rob Murphy made the 9-year-old girl a ward of the court so she could change her name. The judge stated that the court is profoundly concerned about the very poor judgment with these parents, and it said it makes a fool of the child and sets her up with a social disability and handicap. In this ruling, Murphy cited a list of other unfortunate names that have also been banned in New Zealand. Registration officials blocked some names, including Fish and Chips, Yeah Detroit, Keenan Got Lucy, and Sex Fruit. But others were allowed, including Number 16 Bus Shelter, and perhaps the most tragically, Violence. Violence Grad.
Tallulah the Hula from Hawaii.
Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
Is that the first name?
Yeah. Okay. Doesn't it sound like an old Elvis song?
Well, you know, if Schwartz is the last name, it kind of anticlimactic, you know what I'm saying?
Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii Johnson.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just
well, the
crazy.
Little girl was so embarrassed, she would go to school and say her name was K, the letter K. I don't know why. But they all obviously all finally found out, and it was incredibly traumatizing.
So these names are not allowed anymore?
No, you are no longer allowed to name your child Sex Fruit or Keenan Got Lucy.
See, I think that judge is an a-hole because it's your kid and you can name him what you want.
Are these kids' names or sexual safe words? I mean, I can't tell.
Is Sex Fruit?
Banana.
What is it? Sex Fruit? That's one of
these? Sex Fruit. Well, and that's the thing. I think they're saying it is their business to intervene because in a way it's, you know, child neglect or child cruelty.
I don't know. But how about being in high school? And you're, you know, you go ask some chick to the prom and she says no. And then you got to come back and tell your buddies, like, hey, did you ask that chick to the prom? And she said, yeah, she said no. She goes, well, who turned you down? Sex Fruit. Wait, Sex Fruit, you turned you down for the prom? Yeah, she's waiting for Hula Does the Tula from Hawaii. Oh, man. Oh,
she's waiting for some violence.
Ask if this is fair or not. My nephew is a Star Wars fanatic. He named his son, music please, down, Anakin.
Wow, that's not bad.
What?
That's not bad.
He's about 7, and he's probably in the playgrounds right now duking it out with every kid.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Anakin's not bad.
Anakin Skywalker? Anakin?
Well, it's not Skywalker. It's just Anakin.
It's just Anakin. Right.
Anakin.
Yeah, Anakin. No. Well, it's
Anakin Quinones? That's a mouthful.
Blood-related, though.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty hardcore.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Anakin,
all right, we got to take a break.
Terrible.
You gonna stick with us? Do some film stuff after the break?
I love being here, Tim.
All right,
thanks,
Leo Quinones is here, and the only man so far that could not tell what Ernest Borgnine was saying. Masturbate a lot. All right, we continue with Gina and the news. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 for FM.